You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
CAVLBS, CAV8RBC.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
This is QOS Friday, Spectrum and Stable, Quebec.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KE8WUO.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo, calling Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, KCA. KCI, KAKCI, and then RHK. 8KCI, and then RHK.
You're connected to CMN Network.
NHWJF, KFAKTC.
NHWJF, KF8ATC.
I didn't get all your conversation there. Try it again. Static calling through with you for some reason.
I got something up in him a little bit more. He covered me now.
Yeah, that's getting a little unclear what it was. Getting a whole lot of bracing fire for a minute. I just switched over to handheld for a minute. I just come down to this.
Yeah, well, how you covering me now?
Oh, yeah. That's nice and clear there.
What UHF you got in there? VHF, huh? VHF or that's 2 meters kind of rough. What 440 machine you got in your radio?
I got a whole bunch of them programmed in, if I can find it. Which one you referring to?
Well, let's see. Can you hit the Warren machine, 443-500, I think it's 443-500, Warren machine.
All right, give me a couple of minutes. I had to come downstairs for a minute. I'm on a handheld right now. I'll go back upstairs to the base antenna.
Okay.
All right, KF8, ABC, we're clear for now. KF8FGF, is this repeater in use?
You answer.
No, roger that. KF8FGF. NAWRO, do you copy? NAWRO, do you copy? KF8FGF. W8WRO, or is it NAWRO? Tim, do you copy? Yes, NAWRO, do you copy KFG or KF8FGS? No response from NAWRO. KF8FGS, monitoring.
What is the word that KFA, what now?
KF8FGS, go ahead.
Was that Kilo Foxtrot 8F, I mean, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot George Fox?
Yeah, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Golf Sierra. Go ahead.
All right. KF8FGS. I've talked to you before.
Yeah, this is Jay.
Yep, that would be me.
Yeah, roger that. Good to hear your voice again. Yeah, I'm, where am I? I'm out on M59 near, Romeo Plank. Headed back toward Utica. So probably bouncing off the Mount Clemens repeater. Over.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I like to be there. Well, I'm way far west from you guys over there. I'm over here by 96 and everything. Northwest side of Detroit here. Yep. All right, well, I'm going to have to put your card in there. Famous here. You ever use Echo Ring?
Negative on EchoLink. I've just been involved here for a couple of months. I got back into it after many years of absence, and I just signed up for WinLink, But I've not done echolink yet. We're still totally analog over here.
Echolink is out of analog as well. You have to put it in your computer or your telephone. If you got an Android or iPhone, you can put, go to your toy store and download it.
Oh, gotcha. Are you talking through the repeater? Because signal's strong, but it's pretty scratchy. Maybe you need to turn the beams northeast or something there. Your signal's breaking up.
Yeah, I was kind of long way from the microphone. How is that?
Much better. I'm using HT in the car, and I get a little lazy here, you know, in the mobile, in my truck here. I get a little lazy, and the mic drops away from the face. Yeah, I definitely can relate to that. Were you over at the swap there in Livonia?
Sure it was.
Network.
Yeah, that was the first ham swap I've been to, and what I'm told, I mean, it was crowded. It was like being at a craft show at Christmas, you know. It was good to see a lot of people involved, see a lot of antennas and the trucks in the parking lot. Roger.
Yeah. It had a nice turnout, a lot of them, but. I guess this coming weekend, a lot of them be going down to Toledo. Got a swap down there in Toledo. Here. I'll be headed with a few friends to eat breakfast and head down there. And then I'll be looking forward to going to Dayton Ham Convention. But that's the big, that's our real, real big ham convention. It's the third week in May.
Oh, Roger, that. I'll have to look on the calendar and see how that would work out. I was there. There was Leonard was there from the Hazel Park group, and Jamie was there, and Bill, a bunch of other guys that I was introduced to, and they all seemed to know each other. You know, it's a small community, you know, spread out all over metro area. Over.
He's talking about the swap. The swap.
Yeah, Roger, the Livonia swap. Like I said, that's the first one I was at. And everybody was talking about the Dayton swap. Apparently that's like a big regional thing. Over.
Yeah, Lynn, he's planning on going. I think he's going to catch the bus. You can catch a bus in Ann Arbor for the one day. But I usually go down there for the whole weekend and get a hotel, motel, whatever, and stay there from... We'll leave out of here Thursday night and then be ready Friday morning to go to the swap, and then we'll leave out Sunday heading back towards Detroit.
Yeah, might as well not hurt yourself, you know, you got to make the bus connections. You got to leave early for Lynn. It's about an hour over to Ann Arbor, and then, then you're on their schedule. I quite often prefer, my wife and I, we prefer to drive to places like that. Go the day before and, you know, the overnight and have a nice meal and get up nice and early so that you can enjoy the time and not feel pressed to leave and got to catch the bus and all this stuff. So, yeah, I fully understand what you're talking about, Jay. This is KF8FGS. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. Let me see if the other gentleman back in there. Are you back in there? I didn't even catch his name, the guy in Mount Clemens.
Yeah, I was over on that Warren one. The name's Tim. KF8APC.
Let me write your call sign down to Tim. Let's see. Tim KF8. A-T-C, right?
You got it. That's it.
I everybody out there. So many. Man, I tell you, I remember when it used to be. Used to be the KB8, KD8, KC8, K, and now it's KF8. Before you know it, it'll be the KG8. Well, that's good that a lot of people started to get it to become ham operators. I like that.
Yes, Jim, what were your call sign again?
Yes, Tim, Tango India Mario, KF8. ATC, Kilo Fox 8, Alpha, Tango Charlie.
All right, very good. Very good. Yeah, this is KF8 FTS. That's finding good signal. Yeah, I was reading in an article somewhere on QST magazine or something that there's been a huge rise in ham radio license issuing of ham radio license. I think it's fantastic. Back to you.
Okay, I've been in that CB radio for years back in the 80s, for a long, long time. Matter of fact, I still got the radios. Kind of got busy out there, family stuff, all that stuff. And then I just got into the ham radio stuff in the last year or so.
Yeah, I got the same story, back in the late 70s, 80s, all about the CB radios. And in the 60s, when I was in high school, I got involved with ham for a brief period. But then it came, sports and girls and then family and careers and all that. And just and so I got back into it about a year ago as well. And I've met a lot of nice people. Jay, there in Northwest Detroit, what was your call sign again? Back to you, JKF8FTS.
Yeah, I'll make it easy for you because, a lot of people always change my call sound around, call this set. So this is November 8th. We just landed. Or November 8th, we're just leaving.
Oh, Roger that. I remember that. We're just leaving. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's the greatest. These guys are telling me I got to come up with something to go for with my call sign. So I Kilo Foxtrot 8, finding good signal. And everybody seems to like that one. Over.
That's a great one. Now I got to think of one for...
is it Tim? Yes, sir. I ain't thought of one for that one yet.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Oscar Yankee, comment about the ham and CB stuff.
Go ahead and pick it up.
Yeah, this is KO4 ROY. You guys receiving me all right?
Yeah, you got a good, strong signal. You go ahead with the call sign.
Yeah, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Oscar Yankee. And yeah, I started in CB years earlier, in the 70s. I still do it once in a while, actually. I do both CB and ham. I've got a general class license. Got it in 2021, and when I was in Virginia, living in Virginia, and I quite love both hobbies actually, and I take advantage of both of them. I'm actually trying to get me a portable HF rig that's a size of an HT I can carry around, at least be able to do 10 and 12 meters with it. I think that would be cool. Because of my back issues and stuff, I can't really carry stuff around too well. So I'm looking at that modified quanching that people have been doing now. And when they put the anti-harmonic mod in there, it'll actually transmit sideband on HF. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
Yeah, I think we all did the CD at one time or another. What was your name again there, K-O-4-R-O-Y?
Yeah, the name here is Troy, Tango Romeo Oscar Yankee. Do I need to turn the mic gain up on my radio? Because I'm running the Radtel 880, and there's a mic gain adjustment on here, so I don't know if the gain's not high enough or what.
Gain is plenty high. I had to turn volume down a bit. You know, Jay is talking from Northwest Detroit there, N-A-W-J-L, and he and I both have the same. We get a little lazy with the microphone, let it drop away from our mouth a bit. But, Troy, you're doing fine. No need to turn up your modulation. Where are you at? What's your location?
Well, I'm in East Lansing towards Hunter Park over there on Kalamazoo. So that's where I'm at now. So that's where I'm transmitting from right now, off this little Radtel 880.
Are you talking through the repeater, or are you just on satellite?
No, I'm talking on the 2888 repeater. That's what I'm talking on, the 2888 repeater.
All right, very good. Well, I'm talking from an HT in the car. I got 10-watt HT talking through the repeater. Sometimes I'm in between Mount Clemens and Warren, Michigan, where the repeater is on 14720. Jake, are you picking up Troy Strong?
Yeah, as long as you're getting in the repeater, all y'all, I can hear all y'all. As long as y'all can make this machine, yeah, no problem, yeah. Yep. What happens to, we got one another. What happened? I don't know what happened to him. Where's the other gentleman?
KF8-AJC. Tim, where are you at? Yes, KF8-ATC. I'm over here in Mount Clemens. Well, Clinton Township. I'm on the opposite side of the street. Yeah, this is KF8-FGS. What kind of rig you running? Radiodity DBG20. That's what I'm talking on now. Radiodity, I think that's how you pronounce it. The DBG. Oh, DB20G. Yeah. I've heard some good reports on those radios. I'm definitely working on it from the budget here. We're in the mobile now, and I take this HT in the house, and I built a jig pole and got tired of waiting for the weather to change so I could mount it up on the house. So I stabbed a shovel in the ground where there was no frost, right next to the house, next to the window in the dining room. Dragged a piece of coax in there, so that's my base, my HT.
Hey, FACLX, for a pair of minutes.
Hey, Chris. Go ahead, Cobby. Yeah, you're in there. It's a little low on the mic.
Yeah, I just had a comment there for the gentleman who's talking about Swan Chang. Don't bother. Yeah, it'll TX on the SSB, but you're going to get about a watt and a half out of it tops. And with the chip mods. It's definitely not worth all the money putting into the radio. I mean, you get a lot of reception out of it. You know, you basically get shortwave radio. But most of the stuff that is modded, you cannot talk on. Just there's no power for it. Just want to let you know that. And you guys go back to your discussion there. And I'm going to be back on the side. 73 to you. Have a wonderful evening.
Your call.
Speaking of the Kwajang, I got one of those. I haven't tried it on the no sideband or nothing, but I just switched over to one now. It's not a bad little radio for the price.
Yeah, I was, hold on a second, I'll make sure I'm getting up on anybody. Yeah, I was interested in it because of the fact that while I was watching, was it Troy Radio in Texas, they had to do a bunch of hardware mods to it. The original software mod, yeah, you only got like a few milliwatts, but when they got done doing the hardware mod, it would do like, I think, between three and four watts on, I think it was 3 and 4 watts, which, I mean, you can definitely work QRP when the condition's right on it, but right now I'm in a situation, I can't even work HF right now. You know, I have to be able to go out and be portable, because both of my houses, the landlord's kind of funny about antennas. I could get one of those portable things, but I definitely can't. Right now I got an Astron 70 amp power supply, and that thing is heavy as heck. It put my back out for 7 months. So I thought about getting something that's, you know, that you can hold in your hand, kind of like an HT. You know, another one I was looking at was the Zygu 6100, I think it was. And then they had the Manpack, the Lab 599MP, but that's like almost $2,000 for that. That'll do all the ham bands, not just 10 and 12 meters. So I'd have to save around for a little bit to get that one.
Kyle, what's the model on it?
I got one more comment for you, if I've got it. Yeah, if you're just looking to play around on 10-meter, an 11-meter or whatever in a, you know, low-budget mobile situation, basically what I'm doing is I've got a Radiata QG80, which is newer to them, but it's basically an Anytone Quad 6 Pro. It's basically the same radio. And then I've got their, I've actually got two of them here, and I'd be willing to get rid of one if you're interested, but I've got two of their, it's a mobile 10, 11, 12 meter antenna with the SO239 end on it, and I just bought a mag mount for it. I just throw it up on my garage, because my garage has a mount roof, and with that radio and antenna combo, I'm going to be in about 12 feet off the ground, basically. I can talk all over the world with it, and the radio is 80 watts, so you got plenty of power there. You just got to get conditions right. But that's one way to go if you're looking for a cheap, low-budget way to go. The radio right now, actually, it's got the bundle sale on that. The radio, the antenna, that same exact antenna, and an external speaker, I believe it is. And I think it's at $189. For all of it. So check it out. Radiata. KFAQ BLX. Back to you guys.
Yeah, KFAQ BLX. Key up on someone? I'm sorry.
What was that?
Yeah, I was going to come back to you. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't keying on anybody. Yeah, KFABOX, I believe you said your call was. This is KO4ROY. Yeah, I thought about doing that with a one of them rechargeable battery packs. I thought about using the Radiata QT80. And I'm well aware of the, doing the power and the band button. No, it's the menu band, and then you press power. and you didn't switch it between 10 and 11 meters. I kind of was looking at that radio. I didn't know how big it is. If it's something that you could kind of make portable if you would have like a rechargeable battery pack kind of thing that you could get for it and then hook it up to that and then have like a either a magnet mount or like one of those radiality HF009 antennas. They got another one that's even cheaper. You put a spike in the ground and I could go to a park or anywhere else with it. I do have a magnet mount CV antenna too. But you could go to a park or anything like that and erect the antenna and I could, you know, start working a little bit of DX. So that would be a little bit of skip too. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, the
skip.
It's I'm gonna say 7 inches wide by about 9-10 inches long and about an inch and a half tall. So it's like something small enough to jam into a backpack with a battery pack and the mic cord coming out and your antenna cable coming out. But like I said, that CV, I can't remember the darn number on it. I know it's something on Radiati. It's like I said, it's a 10, 11, 12 meter. It's a coil pack. It's got that big round metal coil on the bottom of it. And then it's a two-piece antenna. And I use that thing, like I said, I use it for all three bands. And it's phenomenal. I can't believe how good it is. I really couldn't believe how good it is for a $60 or, you know, $70 antenna. It's fabulous. And the QD80, the cool thing about it over the Quad 6 is it has the true, you can put it in true VFO mode. So you don't even have to switch between 10, 11, 12. You put it in VFO mode and you just turn the knob. And you can go anywhere you want. Band goes all the way down to 24 to 31 megahertz. You can choose that setting. But yeah, it's a good setup. I don't want to hold you guys up any longer. I'm sorry I interrupted. I kind of hijacked that conversation there. Like you said, I'll go back out of the class and listen here. You guys have a wonderful night, 73, KF8DLX, and I'm back with you.
I love free bit to talk on an amateur radio repeater. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
You got a contest coming up, man. You know, getting ready for the contest, that's all. 10 meters. Still ham.
KF8DLX, this is KF8FGS. David here, what's your name?
The name is Rick here. I'm the old Indian Charlie. I am in New Lothra. Smack dab in the middle of Flint and Saginaw. And in the middle of nowhere. But, yeah, like I said, check it out. It's a good setup. I'm running it off a little 35 amp power supply. It's just an Amazon cheapie, and it's working perfect. Make lots of good contacts with it. KF8 PLX. Thank you.
You're connected to CNN.
Thanks, Rick. Again, this is KFC FPS, and we're just standby. And none of you guys got tech only. This is Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie Bravo, Mobile. Hey, go ahead, Charlie Mobile. I'm up here driving eastbound on 69. I'm where am I? I'm approaching M19, city of Emmett. You guys are coming in good. I'm listening on the Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Alpha Charlie. I assume it's from Mount Clemens. How am I coming in your way? Any bacon fried? Anyway, I was just looking for a thing to report. Kilo 8 Italy Charlie Bravo or Kilo 8 Ice Cold Beer?
Sal, this is Whiskey Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey Indio 5 and 9 over here in this Vancouver, Michigan, sir.
Sal, 5 and 9.
Night-night, 73.
All right, Deckerville, Michigan. Yeah, you know, I believe when it's foggy, you get better propagation. And, I seem to notice that. Anyway, as I'm on the road, it's very foggy, and I figured I'd just check in, see how I'm doing. I'll let you guys continue on with your conversation. Thanks for picking me up. Kilo 8. Ice cold beer, stand by.
Sal, very best of 73, so do take care of the road, please, and have a great evening.
All right, thanks so much, will do. 73.
NHWJL, this is KF8FPS.
Go ahead, NHWJL.
Yeah, Jay, what was the dates on that Dayton swap?
It's the third week in May. The weekend. The third weekend in May. So, if you were to listen a couple of days before that, you hear a bunch of people on the repeaters heading south. You hear a bunch of them on all the bands. That's our big swap. Ham operators all over the world be there.
Okay, yeah, that's Memorial Weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think so. I think it's the weekend before that, the week before that, I believe. Yeah, the week before that.
Okay, here, I'm going to pull up the calendar here so I can see if I got anything happening. Yeah, I do. I got my wife and I will be taking the camper trailer and going down to see that Hoobie Ashcraft band in Indiana. That's the Country Heritage Winery. That's that same weekend. And that is, yeah, we got Memorial Day is that weekend. It's Memorial Day the 25th. So that's, they come early this year on account of June 1st falls on that Monday.
I'm going to have to look into it because I ain't never known it to do that. But not saying it didn't happen, but normally it doesn't happen. So we'll check it out. But nonetheless, I'm heading that way. I'm heading south. If I can go down there for one day, I'm going down there. Usually, like I said, a weekend, me and my friends, we get together and go down and get a hotel, motel that third day, and then we'll leave out Sunday heading back north.
Yeah, roger that. You'll have to go out in the backyard and dig up one of those coffee cans where you keep your mad money.
Yeah, let's do something. But if you want to see how the swap is, you can go on the internet and bring up Ham Convention 24 and Ham Convention 25. You can see both years of how it's like.
All right, Gene, I'll do that. Thank you for the information. This is KF8
FTS finding good signal, and we'll be sustained by monitoring.
I don't know why. How come you guys don't put Echolink on there, on your phone or computer?
Well, I just, like I say, just got into it. I just got WinLink mounted, installed on my computer. I have an Anytone 578 V3 Plus, and I downloaded the programming for that, and a Len was going to help me get that radio program. That's a nice radio. That's 55 watts on 70 centimeters and 45 watts on 2 meters, and it also gets the 1.0. You know, the 220 band as well, but I plan to use that mostly for the base as soon as we get that one. But I'll work on Echolink. It's baby steps for me, Jay. It's baby steps. That's UNEWJL.
It's so simple. All you got to do is go to your Play Store, type in Echolink, and then you'll see a couple of different Echolinks there you can download. Download the one with the tower. The tower. And once you download that, because they got to know that's you. So it may take a few hours, it may take a day or two. But nevertheless, they got to know that's you. So when they do, they'll probably want you to charge, use a credit card to charge a dollar. Not saying that you would take the dollar. If it goes through, they know it's you. That's how they do it. Or it's another way they do it too, but that's the way I know.
Well, thank you, Jay, for the heads up. I did hear, Dave P. out there at the Public Service Corps, Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. He's the emergency coordinator. He suggested that. I guess a lot of the guys are doing it, and of course then they want me to get into DMR and all this other, so like I told them, said baby steps. Yesterday I got on the ARRL site, and I had signed up there, and made an account before I got my license. I got some books, and they helped me study. Then they sent me, after I got my call sign, they sent me an invitation to join with all these extra features, prize gifts and all this stuff. So I called them up and got that all squared away. So now I'm getting my magazine and whatnot. And then I did the QRZ as well. And then last night about 9 o'clock, I'm downloading the WinLink. And I tell you what, after all that, Jay, I'll be quite honest, my head hurts. Back to you.
Oh, brother. See, you should have did it the easy way. You should have did EchoLink first and then do that other stuff. And then your head wouldn't be hurting.
You're hilarious. Well, like I said, baby steps. This is KFA, FGS, finding good signal, JNHWJL. We appreciate your input. We're going to, we're back at the home 20. I had to move the radio inside. We'll talk to you later.
That any tone you got, that's just strictly analog, because any tone is known for DMR, digital. Is that strictly analog yours?
The home 20?
Yeah, sorry for the CD label getting in there. Because I've only had my license for a couple months. I was a father CD for half my life. So, just forgive me. Was it 2PH or whatever? I'm catching on. Like Jay and I were just saying, it's basic stuff. Jay, that Anytone 578 V3 is the plus. Yes, it has DMR and analog and packet and GPS and a whole bunch of stuff that I don't even know what it is. It's a very full function radio, a lot of features. It's in the tri-band of 2 meters, the 220 band, and the 440 band. And but it's it'll run 1 watt, 10 watts, 40 watts, and 50 watts, depending on how you got it set. So I'm slowly working on learning how to program that, but it has to be through the computer. So I downloaded the software, and and Len was good help, and he's got the same radio. And he said, just bring your radio, bring your laptop, come on over, and we'll get it taken care of. So that's going to be maybe in the next couple weeks I'll get that done. But thank you for asking. Yes, it's both DMR and analog.
Got your DMR number?
I have not registered for that yet. Like I said, baby steps. The guys over at the Macomb AMPSC, I got an Elmer there, and he said he's going to help me get that set up before. He said it's okay to set that up before you get your radio set up. Because I think it's a good idea. So I'll be doing that in the next week or so.
Yeah, because that radio ain't going to talk on digital without that DMI number there. So, all right. Sound like you're getting it. You just got to take your time because we don't want you to get a headache. I mean, just the kind of hobby that you ain't supposed to be getting a headache. You're supposed to be having a good time, let's put it that way. All right, 73 to you. This is November 8th, Whiskey's Religion.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KFA ATC, monitoring. ATC monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
If there ain't one around, any of those.
CFA ATC, yeah.
Okay. I just got one. I'm trying to see. I'm getting a feedback on my radio. Are you getting a feedback on yours? Every time I talk to release the button, I can hear my voice at the end of it.
No, I'm not getting any feedback here at all.
Okay, I'm going to feel my ear. Okay. Yep. Well, all right, so I take you up there somewhere near the repeater in Mount Clemens.
Oh yeah, I ain't too far from it. I was on here earlier, but had some companies stop by. They're kind of distracting me for a little bit.
Yeah, Roger. Okay. And your call, what is your call again?
KFA ATC.
Oh yeah, that's it. KFA ATC. Yeah, your name, Tim.
That's it, that's it.
All right, Tim. Okay. Now it's done. I gotta write down these calls and stuff. We got so many KFX that you guys came out of nowhere. It's like, wow, 1, 2, 3, 4. So I gotta kinda write them down and make sure I can put it on my list so I know who is who there, right?
I hear that. I got bad memories.
They're all good. Yeah, it's a new generation coming out there, I guess.
Oh, yeah, Tim, you got Echo Link?
I don't have the Echo Link. I only have it on my phone. Yeah.
Well, you can bring it up on your phone, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Matter of fact, oh, yeah, I got it on my phone. Yeah. I don't know about this particular. I don't know which one it connects to.
It don't matter. If you turn it on and look for my call sign, just click on me, N-A-W-G-L.
I'm looking for N-A-W-L, is that what it is?
N-A-W-G-L.
Spinning for a minute, let's see if I can connect.
Oh, roger.
It's not letting me connect, but for some reason, I don't know why.
Say what? I didn't hear that.
It's not letting me connect for some reason.
Is it not letting you connect to me? It's not letting you connect to me.
Yeah, I see the call sign there, but it won't let me connect. It's just spinning. For some reason, if you want to try to connect to my call sign, it should be on there.
The only thing is, it will not connect to a phone. Can we, a phone? A phone will not connect to a phone, and a computer can't connect to a phone. But you should be able to connect to me, and you should be able to connect to a repeater. No, hold on, no. Hold on 1 second. I hear something. Yeah. Yep, I see your call up there.
Yeah, when I click on your call sign, it's just spinning. It's not letting me connect, saying, please wait.
Tim, you buy any double
job. You're connected to CMN Network.
K-E-8-L-A-X from K-E-8-W-U-O.
Connected to CMN Network.
K-E-A-L-A-X from K-E-A-W-U-O.
November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo. K-A-K-C-I Mobile, K-A-K-C-I Mobile, N-8-R-H-K. K-A-K-C-I, K-A-K-C-I, N-8-R-H-K. Nothing heard, N-8-R-H-K testing clear.
N-8-W-R-O, K-C-K-G-O, on Mac.
You guys had a perfect double, K-E-8-W-U-O.
Okay, I was just going to say hello to Cujo there, Tom, K-E-8-K-J-O-W-D-K-L-L. K-C-8-K-J-O, do you copy?
K-C-8-K-J-O, yeah, I was over on UH for a second. How's it going?
Oh, not too bad. I heard your call out there, and I just threw mine out, and I guess we doubled, so. Yeah, I was just going to say hello.
You're connected to CMN Network.
I'm doing great. I'm just about to step out of the house. I'm going to drive my son and daughter-in-law back to their house in Burton. And then I'll be back on my way to Memphis, so I'm just going to have the HT. I just wanted to check into Macomb. Let them know that I'll be monitoring mobile, and hopefully nothing comes up this evening.
Yeah, roger that. I'm actually at Burton Grand Blanc line, so I hear some thunder rumbling right now. I'm not sure how far away it is, but I'll let you know.
WAFFR, this is Greg, right? KCKJO.
Yeah, Tom. WDAKLL, Whiskey Delta 8, Kilo Lima Lima, Greg and Burton.
WAFFR. WAFFR, is it FSR? KCKJO, go ahead.
This is Ryan. Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo. Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo. And sorry to interrupt your conversation, gentlemen, but I heard, I believe it was Grand Blanc Lane or one of those places down there, you inquired about what the weather is like. I'm at my house over by 75 and Corona, and it is downpouring heavy. There is a lot of lightning, a lot of thunder, so it's bad out there.
W8FFR, copy that. I'm going to be heading out that direction. I'm over at M19 and 610 over by Port Huron, northeast corner of Macomb. I'm just going to be on HT, but I'll be monitoring. Greg, keep me updated. See how far I can get out. You got me on either on DMR, I should be on there, or UHF through the Western Michigan or the Central Michigan Network. I'm going to jump out right now and then catch you guys on the road. KCKJO, clear for now.
Okay, Tom. Yeah, I'll turn my hotspot on here and listen on the MI1 network and listen on here as well. So, all right, Tom. We'll let you know if there's anything coming your way as well. Whiskey Delta 8 Kilo Lima Lima. I'll be clear.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. And station, let's see, Whiskey Delta 8. FFR, thanks for the heads up also as well. KCKJO clear for 1015 and mobile. Out.
This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo, W8, FFR, I'm clear.
KFAEOR, Columbiaville, Montana.
KFA, FGS. This is NAWRO. NAWRO, this is KF8FGS.
KF8FGS, this is KE8WUO. I just got off the phone with him. I know he's eating dinner. He might not be monitoring, but he is watching the storm come through, so you might try again in a little bit.
Yeah, roger that. I heard him earlier monitoring for the weather, and I'm in Mobile right now, and it's really dense fog. Not quite bad enough. I'm on Hall Road right now, over by Hindre, and it's pretty foggy, and the streets are wet and slippery.
Copy that. Yeah, I think potentially within the next hour, we'll probably get hit with a line of fairly heavy rain. It seems to be tapering off, but the west side of the state had some tornadoes in this weather, so we've been keeping an eye on it. But yeah, it seems like, with the fog and now the storm rolling in, probably not a good time to be out there driving. So, but you got like an hour before it looks like it'll be here. So you should be fine, depending on how far you got to go and where you're going.
Yeah, roger that. Well, GPS says I'm 13 minutes, 9 miles. So I'm not too worried about it. And traffic's not real heavy. I'm westbound and headed toward Utica, and it is the traffic's pretty light on westbound, quite a bit heavier on the eastbound side. Again, this is KF8 FGS, that's finding good signal.
All right, well, very good. Thanks for the report, and we'll keep on watching the storm come in, but make sure you roll up your windows when you get home, and make sure you're expecting to get some rain.
Yeah, roger that. What's your call?
The call is KE8WUO, that's Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Uniform Oscar.
All right, yeah, this is David. I think, weren't you and I on the radio late after the net to working on the wind link?
That's correct. We definitely were burning the midnight oil a little bit yesterday, but I did get your message, and it seems like you got it all figured out.
Well, might have had it figured out at the time, so I went back on today to see if I can continue to figure it out, and I was able to keep it so that, with an active link on the bottom of the screen, all the icons will pop up. So all I got to do is click it, and it pops up to do what I want to do. And so I played with it a little bit this afternoon, and I was talking to Jay, NAWJL, he's down in, I'm sure you've heard him, and now he's wanting me to get on Echolink. I said, man, one thing at a time, baby steps.
Sounded like there might be another station in there, but, nothing heard. Windlink's pretty cool. Echolink is way, 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 way easier. It's something that you could easily go ahead and do, and it's just a really, really simple phone app, and you just look at your location, and you can kind of pick the repeater from the list, and then you push to talk. And so it's like as simple as it gets, and it's kind of nice because if you're out of the state, you can still listen to the local repeaters, and you can still join the nets and whatnot. So Echolink is, if you got through Winlink fairly painlessly yesterday, Echolink will be, You'll be shocked that it was that easy. Hopefully, knock on wood. But WinLink has a lot of cool functions that are left in there that we'll have to show you. You can request satellite images in there, like the the weather and the clouds, and you can do all kinds of weather reports delivered to you. Which is really nice because if you're out in the field, you can actually get a weather report. But probably should take a break for time here. I'll send it over to you. This is KE8WUO.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm gonna get clear of the frequency here. Let the repeater rest. This is KF8FGS. Thank you.
KF8UR monitoring.
All right. You have a good night, FGS. Dave, I think it was. Talk to you again soon. This is KE8WUO. I will be monitoring as well.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KE8WUONAWRO.
KE8WUO, go ahead.
John, just be advised, we are reconnected to Central Michigan. I'm going to go ahead and call it a night, and I'll get with you tomorrow morning, not too early. It'd be like probably after 9 o'clock. I'll let you know the status of Memphis detail, if there is one.
All right, sounds good. I will keep an ear out for the phone, and I will probably have to call it night two, just to get ahead of it in case I am out there. Otherwise, I'll be up till 3. So, all right. Well, 73s, have a good night, and thanks for reconnecting and taking care of all that.
Copy that. Appreciate it, John. We'll talk tomorrow. NAWRO, I will be clear and shutting down for the night.
NHWRO, before you shut down, keeping in mind for tomorrow's update as well. I'll be listening out. This is 88-OAS-73. Have a good night.
Oh, yeah, I copy that, Dean. Yeah, I got you on the list. I'll advise. I'll just have to get with Tom tomorrow and then contact the mayor up there and see what they need. You know, and what time period would be? Would it be in the AM, or is it going to be after 12 noon? And we'll just have to see. But I will definitely let you know tomorrow. NAWRO clear.
Good night to all gentlemen on frequency. KU4ZYQ still monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.